Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's wonderful to greet you in this precious and holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shared God's word with hundreds of people. On Saturday and Sunday, we had outstanding meetings. Again, people from all over Europe came to be with us, to hear the word of God and to be blessed. In our country, the day of Pentecost is being remembered. The Sunday and the Monday are public holidays. Since our country is the country of Reformation, we are reminded on the day of Pentecost, when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place. Beloved, but as Bible-believing children of God, it's not enough to just be reminded that something happened 2,000 years ago, to be reminded that at the very beginning of the New Testament church, which was purchased by the blood of Christ, when the time came and the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Holy Spirit fell, heaven opened, and the New Testament church, the 120, were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak as the Spirit gave utterance. And those who gathered to hear what God had to say through the lips He anointed, through the hearts He filled with His presence, with His power, with His Holy Spirit, it says that all the nations which were gathered heard the one who spoke in their own language. Acts chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. For us, it's not enough to refer to those at the beginning. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I remember when I received this experience in 1949 in the city of Hamburg, Germany. Friends, not only Jesus Christ being the same, He is the same in every respect. And as in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist proclaimed, I baptize you with water. The one that comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And then when the time came, the promise was fulfilled. If we go to the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God said, I will pour out my Spirit as rain is being poured out upon the dry land. So the prophet Joel, the Lord God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And then in Acts chapter 2, from verse 16-17, the Apostle Peter refers to this promise. The prophet Joel spoke and said, God is pouring out His Spirit in these last days. Not only once, but as you go through the book of Acts, you might go to chapter 8, to chapter 10, and then continue in chapter 11 as Peter and Paul, the apostles, were preaching the full gospel, repentance, and even Philip was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and everywhere people who believed were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they also were baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's so important to receive this experience personally, because only if you have the same anointing of the same Holy Spirit, you understand God's word by divine revelation as the prophets and the apostles received it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, so it's revealed to us by the same inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As Paul writes to the Corinthians, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. And if you go to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it says 7 times, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches." Not only to hear a messenger and a message, but to hear what the Spirit is revealing, to be brought back to the true word of God. Beloved, I'm about to say with sadness of heart that there are so many interpretations of the end time message, and everyone is claiming to have the right interpretation, calling it a special revelation, and all go into different directions with different teachings, and everyone calls his own teaching a revelation, whether it's parousia or all the other things which are being taught. Beloved, it shows that the Holy Spirit has not yet taken hold of such people. If the Holy Spirit takes hold of a person, it's first the infilling, the baptism, and the word baptize is being used for both, for water and Spirit. So we see John baptized. He drowned the people into the water. He baptized them by immersion. And beloved, it's the same way with the Holy Spirit. We must come into the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We are born again by the Spirit, but then we are filled with the Spirit. And the same fullness of God that dwelt in Christ must dwell in us. And only then the Spirit of truth guides us into the word of truth. Another thing I like to mention is this. We had May the 1st as the historic day when Europe was united. 25 nations united under one roof. 455 million joined together, and there should be a future, as they say. And this uniting should not only include the European countries, it should include the whole earth and the Christian roots, so we were told, are so very important. What it means, I do not need to explain, but everything is Rome-oriented. And if you take the internet and serve yourself with it, all the declarations from the Vatican, and we also see how all the heads of state go there, and finally, There will be the world government, the world order. But, beloved, let me tell you today, when I beheld what happened in our country, in the city of Stuttgart, on the 8th of May 2004, 175 different churches, denominations, and beliefs gathered. 10,000 people were present, and they all said verbally, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy." They read in 4 different languages, John chapter 17, verse 20, 21, 23, 24, that we all should be one, beloved. But that's not the unity our Lord spoke about. We have to make sure that we now believe the Word of God and that our hearts are open to divine revelation, which must come by the Holy Spirit, but only from one source, which is the Word of God. Again, when I saw this big celebration, all together under one head, the Greek Orthodox and Lutherans, the Anglicans, and the cardinals were there, the bishops were there, and everybody rejoicing that this is the day the Lord has made. And then I thought, how divided are the children of God are within the end time message. Beloved, I couldn't sleep that night. I was torn to pieces. And I said, "Lord God, what will you do to unite your people under one head, the Lord Jesus Christ, and bring all back to the Word of God, into the unity of the faith, not to new teachings, but to the Word of God in its fullness?" Beloved, let me say this before ending my little speech. I believe with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my spirit, that William Branham was the man sent from God. I believe his ministry was the Elijah ministry of our day. I believe that the hearts of God's children are to be brought back to the true faith of the apostolic fathers. I believe that, but I don't believe all the explanations and interpretations. I just reject them because there is poison and misleading in every one of them. So the message is the original promised Word of God for this day, and every interpretation is a lie. And that's why so many difficulties have come about between the brothers, so many fights, so many misunderstandings, so much hatred. One brother kills the other, not in the natural way. And that's why the scripture says in 1 John that every brother who hates his brother is not a brother, but is of the other side. Beloved, the time has come to check ourselves. May God bless you worldwide, wherever you hear and see this little speech from my heart. May you be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God, as there are so many. I cannot call each one individually so that nobody will feel to be left out. But I greet you in the Far East countries, Middle East countries, all of Asia, all of Africa. I greet you all in South America, in all the Latin-speaking countries, North America, Europe, on all the five continents. Be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God. And if we can be of any service to you in the main languages on earth, just write us, and we shall try to do our utmost. May the Lord God bless you, especially all the ministering brethren, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.